Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
And you're listening to Cheater in the Rood. Once again, I'm calling this in, and I'm flying solo, except I'm here with Katie, our charming and lively engineer. Charming and lively, does that work for you, Katie?
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take any compliment, pretty much.
Oh, good. And you can compliment Katie too by you can tweet to us at Rood Pundit, or you can go on the Cheater in the Rood Facebook page and talk about how charming you think Katie is, because Katie said she likes attention.
I was just kidding.
And Jeff is over. You know where Jeff is, Katie?
I know where he is. Are we allowed to say? Oh, I didn't know if it was a secret.
He's doing shows. It can't be a secret.
Oh, yeah, duh, because he wants people to go. He's in London.
Well, he's in England.
England.
Well, I don't know where he is today. He's performing in Edinburgh, Leeds, and London. I believe that's right. So he's doing like a little tour there.
Very exciting.
When he gets back, you will have your Cheater in the Rood will include an international stand-up comedy sensation, Jeff Kreisler. And you can also follow him on the Twitter at Jeff Kreisler, and you can Facebook friend him. You can do all that social media shit that everybody loves to talk about. So I believe we have a message though.
We do.
From Jeff. Katie, let's hear it.
Hi Lee. Hi Katie. Thanks for letting me join you. As you know, I'm down here in rehab in the Bahamas for a very serious problem. Rather than go into too many details, I would like to read a prepared statement. Many years ago, I stood before my friends and family and community and asked you all to support me in my career in comedy. Like most comedians, I chose to pursue the funny arts for the most honorable of reasons. I thought that if I spread enough laughter and light throughout the world, women I did not know would ask to see my penis, my private parts, my ding-a-ling. I am proud of my career, mostly my unfailing pursuit of the funny at all costs, but I admit that I have made mistakes. I have hurt people I did not intend to hurt. So today I would like to apologize to my parents, who sent me to law school and expected much more. To my wife, who thought I was a lawyer for many, many years of marriage, and most of all, to all of those women who, against their will, did not ask to see My Little Pony, but were exposed to it nonetheless, on Twitter, on Facebook, and at the New York Public Library. These women and several men who caught a glimpse, glancing or full thrust, of my member, deserved much more, much, 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 much more. In my defense, it was a cold day when I took those pictures. I like my penis. It's in a very convenient location. I find it quite easy to get lost in reverie and spend hours alone with my penis. But luckily, here in the Bahamas, suffering through rehab sessions that include sunbathing alone with my penis, I think I'll be able to find solace and come to peace with my problem and move forward. I know what I've done is wrong. It's even naughty. So naughty. I deserve to be punished, and I look forward to that punishment. And if you allow me, I look forward to rejoining Cheater in the Rood soon. Next week, I will be in the United Kingdom, and if my pursuit of Pippa Middleton and her derriere is successful, I'm certain that my issues with my tiny, tiny Johnson will be resolved. I'm not going to take any questions at this time, but as I said, I do look forward to joining you all next week. Thank you.
Well, that was a surprise. He just told me, open this on the air, and I had no idea.
You didn't listen to it? I did. I was like, what is this?
No, I was shocked. I'm shocked. I'm shocked because you know what? I'm proud of him for being so open about the size of his penis.
I mean, yeah. I didn't know he could ever talk about his penis for 2 minutes or more, but I guess it's possible.
Have you spent time with men?
I mean, yeah. yeah, wait, let me think about that. I retract that statement immediately. Yeah,
we could go on. I could make this entire show about my penis.
I forgot.
And you know what? I still wouldn't bore myself.
I take it back. I forgot.
So obviously he was also alluding to the end of the Anthony Weiner scandal. So apparently Jeff had a scandal of his own.
And he wanted to let us know.
I'm glad he's working his way through it. I don't know exactly what he's in rehab for, but like Anthony Weiner, I hope he gets the help that he needs.
Maybe
and I
they
hope
could
he
be
gets
friends.
Good audiences in merry old England.
Yeah, me too.
So there's lots of other stuff going on in the world.
Always.
Yeah. President Obama's in town, up here in New York City.
He is. He's actually staying at my friend's hotel. She couldn't get in.
What hotel is that?
I forget. I know it's on the Upper West Side, though, but she went to drop off bags, and they're like, you can't come in here. She was like, what? I'm staying here, but they didn't care because the president gets
Oh, her friend, your friend is staying there. Your
yeah,
friend doesn't
yeah.
work there. You know what? That's
She's staying
really
there.
A terrible, awful mistake of mine. I thought your friend worked there.
Oh, no. She's staying there.
I guess I didn't think you would have friends that stayed at the same hotel that the president would. Anyway,
I mean, obviously you don't know me.
Well, that's sad. He's up here, though. He's talking to he's doing a fundraiser at an LGBT organization, one of those big, expensive fundraisers. And he's up here at a very interesting time in New York history because we're waiting to find out if the New York Senate is going to vote on a gay marriage bill. And find out if New York will become. They are right now. The state Senate GOP is deciding whether or not they're going to have a vote on the gay marriage bill. So they have to decide if they're going to allow a vote before they have the vote. It's
that
one of those
seems
great
like a lot of deciding.
Roberts Rules of Order things that always seem to fuck up the Senate, whether it's the National Senate or the State Senate. Meanwhile, the legislatures and the House of Representatives are just like the Wild West. They're just whooping and hollering and doing whatever the hell they want. So we're waiting. They need one vote. And so right now, President Obama is here, has shut down a chunk of the city, as he often does when he comes up here.
He did.
Yeah, what do they call it? What would they actually put out an alert? What's the alert called? It's like
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like an Obama alert or something.
We also have someone else in town. Did you hear about that?
Who?
Justin Bieber and Obama together.
Justin Bieber
are shutting down New York double-handedly.
Wow.
You couldn't get anywhere today. Little screaming girls and a lot of Obama supporters are everywhere.
Do you think that's as important as the president?
No, of course not, but 14-year-old girls probably don't even know who the president is, and they definitely know who Justin Bieber is.
You know, one of the reasons why I haven't come into the studio lately is because I'm sporting a Bieber hairdo.
Oh, are you?
You know, it just doesn't work for me, and so I'm a little ashamed, and I'm waiting until it grows out a bit.
You should own it.
No,
own
I don't
it.
Think
own
I
the
can.
Swoop.
I don't think I can, and I think all of those creepy letters I sent to Selena Gomez are going to come back to haunt me.
He'll come after you, all 411
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. So we've got Obama here trying to... You know, there's been a little bit of a rift with the gay and lesbian community because of what it was perceived as foot dragging on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and certainly his ever-evolving position on gay marriage, where now he says that he's sticking by civil unions. But the president's also involved in the whole debt ceiling debate. Do you know what's going on with that?
I would like you to tell me more, to be honest with you.
All right, I will. Well, you know what the debt ceiling is, right? I mean, you know that the debt ceiling is like the amount of money that the United States
can
borrow.
Oh, the debt. Oh, yeah, I thought you said debt. death, like someone dying. Death. Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that would be
that.
So cool. That there needs to be a movie called The Death Ceiling.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, death. Yeah, yeah, of course I know about
we
that.
We put
yeah,
the president
yeah.
and the speaker of the house in a room. Only one of them comes out because of the death.
Yeah, that, I was
CSA.
Like, I feel like I know what's going on, and I do not know what you're talking about. But death. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, the death ceiling.
Yeah.
Because right now, Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House, walked out of talks because he says absolutely no how, no way are Republicans going to vote for anything that has anything that's like a tax hike, even if that's removing tax subsidies from big oil companies or getting rid of tax breaks for corporations. If you do any of that, any of it, Republicans are walking out of this room, and they are going to wreck the economy, and it's going to be your fault, Democrats, because you gave in to everything Republicans wanted, and they would give in to nothing that you wanted. So it's all the Democrats' fault. It's the continuing, you know, spousal abuse of the Democratic Party. So Eric Cantor walked out, had a hissy fit, and left, and then... Then John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, said, "Let me be clear, tax hikes are off the table." That wasn't a bad John Boehner, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I just sort of pulled that out of the air. That was not bad at all. And so this is where we are. This is where we are in our negotiations. It's not even a negotiation anymore. It is just down to Barack Obama and John Boehner, I don't know, arm wrestling, showing cocks.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do.
How are they going to solve it? That's the thing. Walking out like a drama queen.
I think they should show cocks. I think that's what they should do.
I mean, everyone's doing that these days. Jeff, Wiener, everyone's doing it, so they might as well too at this point.
No, I don't think they should sext each other.
I do.
You know what? That would be. You know what? Don't make this weird, Katie. I just want them to take out their penises and compare, and whoever's bigger gets to decide. All right, tax cuts or tax hikes. So. There you go. I think that that's really the responsible, grown-up way to do it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty grown-up to me.
Show your cock. Well, what else is this? I mean,
I don't know. I think it's, it seems very ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Well, now the Cantor's walked out, and
they might
and
as well
just
stomp their feet and cry at this point.
You may as well stomp your feet and cry. Yeah. Well, they're all just knuckling under to no taxes pledge that they all took. They were sort of cornered into taking from Grover Norquist, who runs an organization that is adamantly opposed to any growth in the government, and in fact wants the government to, as he has put it before, be small enough to drown in a bathtub. And I'm not making that up. That's actually a quote.
What, he said that?
Yeah, he said that he wants it to be small enough to. He also compared, you know, a small hike in taxes to the Holocaust. So
he's totally normal.
Yeah,
his head is totally on.
You know what's
shoulders.
Weird about Grover Norquist though?
What?
Has a Muslim wife. Gets
no
upset
way.
When it gets upset whenever conservatives go off on Muslims. So you know you can't just peg him down. However, on taxes, he's a total dickbag.
Yeah.
And he has made Republicans and some Democrats have sign a pledge saying they will never, ever, never know how under any circumstances raise taxes. And because of that, they are saying, well, I signed a document that made a promise to this bearded gentleman who came to my office one day and said that I should do this, and now I'm going to, you know, not vote to raise the debt ceiling because if I do, I will upset the bearded man and his and his group and his organization.
They'll come after me.
They will. They'll come after me. But if the economy collapses, then if because I don't want to displease bearded Grover Norquist, and the economy collapses because the Chinese and everybody else gets pissed off because we don't raise the debt ceiling, totally the Democrats' fault.
Oh yeah,
totally.
Always.
Always. That's good. That's right. That would actually be the rule.
It should just be. It should.
Always.
Be.
They should. Democrats should just wear T-shirts saying
it's my
our fault. Because really, at this point, it's like the Democrats have a bruise on their arm, and the Republicans are saying to them, "You better tell everyone you walked into a door."
Yeah, I know. That's so true.
So hey, why don't we go to a break?
Okay.
And then when we come back, I think we have a little more Jeff for everybody.
Oh, we do. I hope everyone's excited.
I know I am.
Me too.
Making up that has to do with the political thing that Lee just said. He's the rude pundit, I'm the cheater, and I'm singing a song that goes underneath what he's saying. It is kind of subtle and it's gaying. That's not meant to be derogatory. It just rhymed with my story. Oh yeah.
I don't know about you, Katie, but I have missed Jeff's singing. I've missed his charming improvised songs. I've missed his face. I got to admit it. I've grown accustomed to his face.
I miss him maybe a little bit. I don't know how much credit I could give him. He's so mean to me.
He is. But that's because you've got this whole sports tension thing.
Yeah, well, he does like the Red Sox. So, I mean, we can never be friends. So, I get it.
Yeah, Wimbledon's starting. I have no interest in anything else right now.
Who do you
I'm sorry. The only sport I follow closely is the elitist sport of tennis.
I love tennis.
And, you know, go Venus is all I got to say.
What about the guys? Who do you like?
You know, I'm a Federer fan.
Ugh, I'm Nadal all the way. Love him.
I don't intensely dislike Nadal, but I'm more of a Federer fan. Just because I just want to see him fucking beat Nadal every now and then.
I know, but but he used to beat him all the time, so it's Nadal's turn now.
Yeah, but he needs... Yeah, well, Nadal has taken more than his turn.
I know, I like that, though.
Oh, yeah. You like it. You like that.
I love it.
Great. Well, before I go down sexual harassment highway...
Yeah.
There was other news today, this week, of course. There's always news. President Obama spoke last night, and I know, Katie, you couldn't get enough of his
speech. Oh, my God. I know. It's so boring.
President Obama spoke about his plan for removing troops over the next couple of years from Afghanistan. But let's just hear just a little segment of it.
Oh, there's a lot of passion.
Word.
Get ready for a lot of passion. Here we go.
You know, ready? Oh, come on. Give it to me, Barack.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
10 years ago, America suffered the worst attack on our shores.
Make it a little louder. A little louder.
This mass murder was planned by Osama bin Laden.
He's doing that 9/11
thing. Al-Qaeda network in Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
And signaled a new threat to our security. One in which the targets were no longer soldiers on a battlefield, but innocent men, women, and children.
Oh, God, you know, it's like listening to Black Bush.
The days that followed, our nation was united.
No, but
I mean that in a presidential sense.
Out of the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Oh, my God, you are so gross.
Then our focus shifted. A second war was launched in Iraq, and we spent enormous blood and treasure.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Say it.
There.
Say it.
By the time I took
say
office,
it to me. It's like whispering sweet nothing to my ear. Yeah, Iraq sucked, man. Iraq sucked.
But
let me tell you about Afghanistan. Oh, suck on my finger while I tell you about Afghanistan.
While the Taliban had regrouped,
that's not really
the
what I got from this, but I mean,
without
to each their
a new
only.
Strategy and decisive
Wait.
Action, our military commanders warned that we could face a resurgent
Al-Qaeda
and a Taliban taking over large parts.
Oh, you know what I love? I love the way he says Taliban. Taliban and Pakistan.
One of the most difficult decisions that I've made
so hot, Katie. I just can't.
I ordered an additional 30,000
American troops. It's incredible. You know, I like to listen to speeches like this. I like to put my laptop in bed with me.
Set clear objectives.
Just put it on and put his face on full screen. It's like I'm laying there next to him. And then I turn around and he's staying behind me as he puts his manly, thin hands on me.
I also made it clear that our commitment would not be open-ended, and that we would begin to draw down our forces.
And then as he's talking
tonight,
like this, he
I
just
can tell you that
it's
we
like
are
he's saying, I'm just gonna fuck
minute.
You gently, Lee. I'm just gonna
Thanks
fuck you gently.
To our extraordinary
and it's like
men
it's
in
like
uniform,
oh, just in bed with Barack, and Barack is just fucking me gently, talking about war, talking about
goals.
War. And he says, "Don't worry, I'm gonna withdraw a little bit. I'm gonna withdraw a little bit, just a little at a time. I'm gonna withdraw. I did my surge. Oh yeah, I did my surge. Now I'm just gonna pull out. I might leave the tip, but I'm gonna pull out
next summer." Fully recovering,
you
the
are
surge I announced
ridiculous.
At West Point.
I think that you should
After
start
this
sexting
reduction,
Obama.
Our troops
he follows me on Twitter. Maybe I should
sex
him.
As Afghan security forces move
Wait, he follows
relief.
You on Twitter?
Duh.
The mission
who
will change from
Bitch,
combat.
He doesn't follow me on
oh,
Twitter.
Oh, he follows me on Twitter. The president likes me more than you.
This process of transition will
fuck?
Be complete.
After all I've done for him.
Oh,
after all that, that's it. I am not curling up to him tonight.
He used to be my neighbor, too, so he probably knew that.
Position of strength.
In Chicago?
Al-Qaeda no,
is
in
under
D.C.
more pressure than at any time
okay.
since
yeah,
9/11.
He lived to walk away.
Together
when
with
he was
Pakistan,
still a senator.
He's taken out
you know, we
more
should
than
probably
half
shut him off.
Al-Qaeda's leader.
Please, thank you, thank you.
I don't think we're listening to him anymore.
Yeah, I forgot he was even on.
Well, you know.
I blocked him out.
No. Now, you know, I listened to that speech, you know, and he said, you know, in reality, what he said was that we're going to start drawing down troops and. You know, he had ordered 30,000 troops in December 2009, and he said he was going to withdraw them as soon as he could. Starting next month, they're going to start removing 10,000 troops by the end of the year, conveniently in time, and then by September of next year, there'll be a total of 30,000 troops back, which...
And I wonder what else is happening near September.
I think that would be the election.
Oh my God, no way! November, right?
And then eventually it'll probably end up like Iraq with us leaving 50,000 troops there permanently, and then when Afghanistan goes into its inevitable civil war, we can say we can just up the troop level again. Who knows? I think we should be out. I think we should be done. I think if I remember correctly from the election, the promise was that we would, in a responsible way, which is always the out, what is the responsible way of doing it, end these wars. And, you know, right now saying that we have this aspirational hope that by 2014 we will have drawn down enough is... You know, honestly, I think I'd have to kick him out of bed for that. Those kinds of promises just...
Empty promises. He's leading you on, Lee. He's
he
playing
is,
with your heart.
I don't like it. I gotta tell you, Katie, it's a little hurtful.
I know, but it's hard.
He talks so sweet. He talked me right into bed with him, and now I don't know. I feel like he's a just a love him and leave him type.
Oh, yeah, he definitely left you. You just haven't realized yet. Sorry. I hate to
Thank
break
you.
It to you.
Thank you, Katie.
I'm so sensitive.
Thank you for making me feel the harsh light of reality.
Hey, life's tough, Lee.
Glaring in my face. That's what you've done. So, you know, he's also got this this Libya thing going on. You know, that he said, we do not have a troop on the ground in Libya. And that may be true, but we have lots of we have troops in the air.
So what's
the
difference? I mean, they're still around slash
yeah,
above
but we
the
do not
country.
Have a, no.
I don't get
we
it.
We do
it
not
seems
have
the same
no.
to me.
You said that last night.
It seems
not
the same
on the
to
ground.
Me. Oh, their
they
feet
don't.
Aren't touching, but
yeah,
whatever.
We do not have troops on the ground. And he said that even though he thought that that a president should always follow the War Powers Act, and get permission from Congress for wars that last more than just a quick 30-day action, or 60-day, I believe it's 60-day action, he has now said, yeah, but on Libya, I don't need to do that.
He's just doing what he wants?
No, he said, you know what, the president, he's essentially, again, embracing and in some ways going further with the powers that Bush claimed for how a president can unilaterally wage war, which I believe would be pretty much exactly the opposite of what the founders wanted. And I know we're not supposed to say, we on the left, we're not supposed to say bad things about Obama because he's all we got. And you know, all that's left is the Republicans. And, you know, they're really mean to us. So we just got to take whatever Obama dishes out. I'm really sort of like bipolar here about Obama tonight.
Yeah, you are so bipolar.
It's just crazy. But anyway, so we got to cower before Obama. We're not allowed to say anything because other liberals will say, don't dislike mean things about Obama. That's very cruel of you. But there he is, embracing the same powers that Bush embraced, and no less a cocksucker, if I may use that word in the pejorative sense. Yes, I know that sucking cock as an act is actually a beautiful thing. However, the phrase cocksucker just sounds harsh and mean.
It does.
And it's John Yoo, who wrote the Bush policy on torture, has said that President Obama is flouting his authority. He's breaking the law. And so the guy that came up with justification for torture is now saying that no constitutional scholar could think that that Obama has a case to make, and that the president is. The world's turning upside down. The world is just turning.
I think it's already upside down.
It is.
Yeah, we're rotating backwards at this point.
Yeah. So we should maybe end on something a little.
Yeah, why are we so Debbie Downer right now? It's Thursday
we
night.
We are.
Ew,
so,
I don't like that.
We are. I don't. Yeah, we are. Well, but there's war going on. The economy is on the verge of collapsing.
I mean, everything's like
one Republican
right now.
can't have the nerve to say, hey, gay marriage is not a bad thing, and vote for it. It's fucking New York. It's New York.
Yeah.
Our economy is based partially on the work of gay people. You know? Just pass the goddamn thing already.
I mean, just pass it. I know. What is the big effing deal? Honestly, pass it. Pass it everywhere. I don't even want it to be an issue anymore.
How do the Fitzgeralds feel about it?
Well, I actually have a gay brother, so we are...
Did you just out him on the air?
No.
You outed your brother? I would like everybody to know.
They don't know what brother I have, too.
That Katie just put doubt into... Well, now she won't even admit which brother it is, really.
What do you mean? I didn't out him. He's already out. And saying that we're pro gay marriage, and I think it should be legal everywhere. So I'm just sick of it being an issue. It's been an issue forever. Like, just allow it.
You know what?
Who cares?
You know what, Katie? I think you speak for the vast majority of the United States.
Like, no one cares anymore.
That really is saying,
the
Christian right just shut the fuck up.
Like, shut up.
Let gay marriage happen, because the rest of us, we really care about things like whether or not we're going to have health insurance, whether or not.
Yeah, that seems important to me, health insurance, if I'm going to have a job. Like, I care about that.
Yeah, those things
but
those
I don't
important.
Really care about gay marriage. I think it's not a big deal at all.
You know what? Katie is like 15 years younger than I am, and she speaks for the youth of America.
Yes, I'm speaking for the youth.
Here's the youth of America saying... Just enough with the gay marriage already.
It's so annoying.
New York, have the guts to do it.
Just do it. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, we will. And we'll probably talk about it
next week.
Cheater and the Rude. This has been Lee Papa here with Katie Fitzgerald. And can I use your whole name? Am I
allowed? Yeah, of course you can use your name.
All right. And Jeff still will be in England next week. But you can follow me on the Twitter at Rude Pundit. You can read my blog at rudepundit.blogspot.com. You can buy my book at orbooks.com, The Rude Pundit's Almanac. This is Lee Papa. You are listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
Like a nut.